This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Colorado resident has filed a federal lawsuit against the Las Animas County Sheriff's Office. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Sheriff's deputies tased Kenneth Espinoza multiple times during an arrest in Trinidad last November. During a traffic stop they were conducting with his son, officers dragged Espinoza from a second vehicle after giving conflicting orders on whether Espinoza should leave or remain at the scene.
Leave. Leave.
That's the Stay.
His son, Nathaniel Espinoza, witnessed the arrest and said his dad did nothing wrong.
If we wouldn't have had cool heads, it would have probably ended in death.
The lawsuit claims one of the deputies had a lengthy criminal history, which should have disqualified him from working in law enforcement. The sheriff's office didn't respond to a request for comment. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A bipartisan group of Colorado lawmakers has written to their colleagues in Montana to criticize the decision to ban a transgender legislature. CPR's May Ortega.
The letter accuses Montana lawmakers of eroding democratic norms, silencing the voices of their citizens, and attempting to erase trans people. It was spearheaded by Brianna Titone, Colorado's first transgender lawmaker, and signed by more than 60 of her colleagues, including two Republicans. A number of local officials in Colorado also signed on. Montana's Republican-led legislature banned its only transgender member after she spoke out against a bill banning gender-affirming care for minors. She's suing to try to regain access. I'm May Ortega, CPR News.